from the Mountain View. Burbank High School. They've been playing songs for your pleasure and to get things off for a little bit of nostalgia this evening, look back on some happy times and look ahead to some great ones. I understand the ice cream has started to freeze. We'll look ahead to that with the old-time ice cream freezer. And to my right, Claude Douglas.
Thank you, Joan. How are you all? Are you having fun at the fair? Okay, when they asked me to be MC tonight, I wasn't told that I would have such a charming co-MC as Joan, but it's certainly a real pleasure to be on stage with Joan tonight and to be here before all of you at this 50th anniversary of the organization of the Tananaw Valley Fair.
As we look around, we have displays of early fair ideas and pictures of early times. A little bit about each of the different divisions. On the wall over here, complete list of the very first Tananaw Valley Fair Board, 1924. And our current list of Fair Board, 1974. The fair has touched the lives of many here, and I know it's going to continue to touch lives of people in a very pleasant way in years to come. Let's meet some people who have had a very substantial part in past fairs.
Okay, we'd like to start with, I think, probably the senior member of this organization who is here tonight, as far as we know at any rate, a 51-year resident of Fairbanks, one of the organizers of the State Fair, when the Tananaw Valley Fair, when it was organized in 1924, a well-known, very popular resident of the community, a charter member of the Lions Club, which is another indication of his devotion to community service, Paul Griner. Would you stand up, Paul?
Would you like to reminisce a bit for us, Paul? I mean, just to meet you isn't enough. Let's hear a word from Paul Griner.
They made a statement that I was one of the organizers. This is not true. I arrived here in the fall of September the 1st, 1923. And in 1924, I was merely in the audience when they organized the Tananaw Valley Fair Association. And I never will forget that. You know, things that happened 50, 51 years ago are easier for me to remember than it was things that happened 4 or 5 days ago. The thing that was forcibly brought to my mind at that time was our guest speaker who gave the address that evening at the initial meeting of the Tananaw Valley Fair Association was former Governor Sulzer of New York. He had mining claims up here in the Kuskokwim, the Kobuk River country. He had copper and gold operations up there, and it was during the fall of the year that he came down through here after when the organization had their first meeting. He was here and he was asked to be the guest speaker. So I never will forget the speech that he made. And I even remember the opening address that he gave at that time. He, after he was rightfully introduced, he got up and he looked over the crowd. He was at the head table. And he was a person that put me in the very image of Abraham Lincoln with the same type of clothing and everything, with a swallowtail coat. And he looked around over the audience I think everybody was getting impatient because he kept looking from one side of the hall to the other. The old hall still stands down there on First Avenue, the old Odd Fellows Hall, where this meeting took place. And I would say there's probably 150 or more. The hall was packed at a banquet that was given for the beginning and also in Sulzer's honor as being the guest speaker. And after he finally started speaking, I never will forget the very first words that he said. He says, "All great and good things move slowly." And that he centered everything around his talk on that subject of all things move, all things great move slowly. And this has certainly proved true, and I never did will forget that statement that he made at that time. And of course, all of these people that are over here on the original board of directors, I learned they were very good friends of mine throughout the years. This was, of course, and Mr. Take for instance George Gasser and especially P.J. Rickert. That first fall that I was up here, P.J. Rickert had the farms out here, had a at the 12th and Cushman, and he also had the thrash machine that the farmers used, and he serviced the farmers with the thrash machine. So they learned that I knew something about thrash machines, and people that had knowledge of running thrash machines in those days were pretty scarce. And inasmuch that I was born and raised on a farm in Illinois and had followed thrash machines from the time I was 10 or 12 years old, why, he come down and talked to me. I was then working as a mechanic for the NC company. And he come in and interviewed me and told me that he needed somebody to run this thrash machine and asked me what my experience was, and I told him. And I says, "Yeah, but," I said, "I've just started working here a couple of weeks ago for the NC company. I didn't like to quit them, for, you know." So Billy Hunter, who was then superintendent, or the, call him the master mechanic, or the superintendent of the shop at that time, as well as the powerhouse, he says, "Well," he says, "Paul," he says, "go ahead and take the job," because he says, "we'll close this down about the 1st of November," and he says, "or sooner." And he says, "if you have a chance to get a job longer than that," he says, "you better take it." So with that, I accepted the job and run the thrash machine for the farmer. And I got very well acquainted that time with P.J. Rickert, who was the first president of the Tamanaw Valley Fair Association, as I recall it. And all these names certainly are very familiar to me, more than they are today, the present members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Hello, we hope you're around for 50 years more.
Paul is a very familiar, Mr. Grammond is a very familiar name to me, as he was on the fair board when he was chairman of the board when I was harvest queen of your fair. And speaking of harvest queens, let's meet our current reigning queen, Kathleen Murphy. Kathy? The harvest queen, 1973. She'll be crowning a new queen tomorrow evening. Kathy? You must be having some real feelings about this time this year. Remember last year this time? I say you must be having some real feelings, emotions about this time this year, getting ready for tomorrow's big evening.
I sure am. I've been watching over I've been helping with the Harvest Queen contestants this year, and it's going to be quite a contest. It's going to be quite an emotional thing this year for me because I've grown attached to all the girls.
Isn't it something about queen contestants? The more you meet them and the more personally you get to know them, you just know each one of them is going to win.
That's right. It'd
be nice if they could all win.
Oh, I wish they would.
Okay. What time is the show tomorrow night?
It starts at 7:30 tomorrow night in the Coliseum right here. Mm-hmm.
Anything else we should know about it? It's open to the public.
Everybody's welcome to the contest tomorrow night, and we'd like to see all of you come. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
We'll be there with bells on.
Thank you.
Kathy Murphy, Harvest Queen, 1973.
We are also honored to have with us a very wonderful couple from Washington, D.C., representing an organization that has celebrated 100 years of service to the farmers and the rural residents of our country. Master John Scott and his wife, Dorothy, from the National Grange headquarters in Washington, D.C. Mr. Scott.
The fair touches lives of many people, and people come and go, and other people come and grow with the fair. The lady I speak of next was secretary of the fair board, and now has been manager of the fair board for 10 years. Let's give a rousing welcome, Janet Baird.
All of you join us on the open house opening night ceremony for the 1974 Alaska State Fair. It's really a pleasure to be associated with an organization like the fair and all of the fine people that are involved with it. I think we can, as a community, be proud of the fact that we have an organization that's held together for 50 years with a reasonable degree of success in putting on an annual event that many, many people in the community enjoy and that contributes in a positive way to our life here. I'm proud to be a part of it, and I thank you all for letting me be one.
You know, a few years ago, it only seems like a few, actually it's been quite a few, Mrs. Baird came to me and asked if I would be interested in filling a vacancy on the board. And that began my association with the board. And for a while, I didn't think they could put on a fair without me. But I've been away for quite some time, and the fair has gotten bigger and better every year. So I think maybe that I was a little egotistic about just what I had to do with it. But it was certainly a great pleasure for me to serve with these fine people. And to reminisce just a moment here, regarding some of the people that I have known and who deserve a vote of appreciation for the service that they rendered to the community through their efforts in serving on this fair board. And these are just names that occur to me. There are many, many others that I'm sure that will occur to some of you. But Johnny Albright, Clyde Sherman, John Gustafson, Carol Phillips, Minot Howard, Mary Pippin, Jerry Lewis, Gene Buran, Mike Hill, Babette Woody, and many, many others have worked to make this fair what it is today, and I think that they all should be recognized as for the part that they have had. And at this time, it is my honor and pleasure to introduce the president of the board, John Cavan, who is serving his second year as president of the board. He is a banker, and we would like for him to come forward, if you will, John.
John Cavan.
I want to congratulate you on the fine job that you're doing here, John.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve on with the fair. It's rather frustrating and maddening at this time of the year, and I think all of those people who have ever been associated with it really wish that about Tuesday night at 7 o'clock everybody had canceled the fair. We have a tremendous number of people that are involved in this fair, and probably more than anybody even realizes. When you stop and realize that this fair makes available in competitive exhibits better than 2,500 separate classifications and that it takes people to judge those, and those people were not paid. And they in turn are supervised by assistant superintendents and superintendents who are not paid. And the respective people that go into the backup of it, you can tell how big this fair has grown. In the relatively short period of time that I've been serving with the fair board, our fair has gone from approximately 38,000 to where we anticipate in excess of 50,000. And if you stop and realize back a few years ago at 1967 or 68, there was only 20 some odd thousand. And in 1966, there was less than that attend this fair. We've come a long way in a very short period of time. We have a lot of things on the fairgrounds, which we hope that you will enjoy in the way of improvements, including the new community center known as the Totem Building, the asphalt paving on the grounds, which has helped control the dust. And hopefully before the year's out, we will have a tremendous amount of improvements on this ground that nobody will ever see except the electricians and the people that need the power. We anticipate going a long way in the future on a very limited budget, and we thank you all for attending and supporting the fair in the manner that you do so. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a second. He said people that need power. How many were here at the fair the year we started the Harvest Queen contest? We turned the big spotlight on and it blew a transformer out on College Road. Anybody hear that night? I was just curious because we sat in the dark for an hour and a half before we could start the show.
Thank you, John. John very graciously conceded to me the honor of introducing this next group because I'm in love with all of them. Those wonderful ladies of song, the Sweet Adelines, conducted by the greatest songstress of all, Pat Grewal. Thank you, sweet Adeline. Wasn't that beautiful? Perhaps they'll all be gone before I finish telling this next story, but I'm sure that those of you who heard it will appreciate the story. Mom and Dad were sitting on the porch one warm summer Sunday afternoon, and there was a church nearby, and a choir something like this was singing. And of course, Mom was listening to the choir, but Dad was listening to the crickets that were singing in the elm tree right beside the porch. So Mom said, "Isn't that heavenly music?" Dad said, "Yes, it is. And just think, they do it with their hind legs."
Very clever, Claude. Continuing on in a musical vein, but in a different line, let's have the folk singers, Timothy James and Laurie Rogers. Bring them out with a big hand. Timothy James, Laurie Rogers. How's that ice cream coming over there? You have.
Thank you, Tim and Lori. And at this time, we'd like to call on that, I won't say tireless, but she is certainly durable, the charming and hardworking manager of the fair, to do one of the jobs that should be a pleasure, and that is to make a couple of Purple Ribbon Awards. Mrs. Baer?
To make a presentation to a grand champion at the fair, and all fairs, the color purple is traditionally reserved for the very top awards in whatever category it may be. Your attention has been called earlier tonight to some of the signs and historical displays that are on view here in the Coliseum, and I'd like to call your attention now to the signs that are along the top of the roof line on both sides of the building. These are taken out of the first fair book in 1924, and they tell you the divisions in which exhibits were accepted at the 1924 fair. And if you look at them, you see that many of those exhibit divisions are part of our own fair now and have been continuously for all of these years in between. Probably the prettiest division at the fair anytime is the flower show. And in 1924, they had floral displays at the fair. And in our own fair now, in these later years, we have had magnificent flower displays in the flower show. Last year, we had a couple of ladies who very generously and with great devotion and great imagination and innovation made our flower show at the 1973 fair one of the loveliest we have ever had. Each year we have an award that goes to the best competitive division. This doesn't have anything to do with the exhibits that are in the division, but it has to do with the superintendents, the people who run the division, how well they work with the materials they have to work with, what their division looks like, the public relations with which they present the exhibits, the design and decoration in there, the information that's presented, and the educational aspect of the division, and that sort of routine material about how well they handle the reporting and recording of the exhibits in the division. All these factors go into the choice of the best competitive division award each year. Last year, this award went to Elaine Hawks and Joan Probert, the 1973 superintendents of the Flower Show. Elaine and Joan, it's a great deal of pleasure to present this to you. Come up and receive your award.
Thank you. I don't get this chance to go out and say, I'm going to take it. I was sitting back there listening to Janet say all those pretty things. And someone turned around and looked at me and said, you did all that? And I looked at John and I said, did we do all that? I guess we did all that because we've got the purple ribbon. This year, somebody else will get the purple ribbon. And with all the tired feet, because I entered, I helped you put down the tired feet, the moaning and groaning, it's really worth it because we met a lot of fantastic people from all over the United States last year. Thank you.
Now let's meet the young Alaskans. No strangers to the Tanana Valley State Fair. You saw them last year. The young Alaskans.
Thank you.
dramatic historical reading. Terry, bring him on.
As program director, this evening's whole evening is Terry's, but here she is now.
I'd like to call attention to is that I'm not the program director this year. That's Joan Henneman, and all of the different events you'll see on the fairgrounds, both of my fault, be attributed to Joan. I'd like Joan to stand up because she's had a part in this evening too. All right, also at this time, I think the rest of the cast could come on up. Because this evening is a commemoration that the Fair Association has been together for 50 years, we thought it would be nice if we put together the Fair Association as it now exists, has provided refreshments, displays, entertainment, and has brought us all together for the purpose of celebrating the Fair Association's 50th anniversary since it was first incorporated as the Tarrinaw Valley Fair Association. 50 years ago, 1924, let me take you back to that period of time. Three men, George Gasser, Charles L. Thompson, and P.J. Rickert, filed articles of incorporation in the territory's capital, Juneau, on July 7, 1924.
This is to certify that the undersigned bona fide residents of the territory of Alaska over the age of 21 years have associated ourselves together to form a corporation under and by virtue of the laws of the Territory of Alaska for the formation of a private corporation.
Article 1. The name of said corporation shall be the Tarrinaw Valley Fair Association.
Article 2. That the purposes for which this corporation is formed are
to advance, foster, and encourage the agricultural and livestock industrial interests of the interior of Alaska, and particularly of Tarrinaw Valley, and to that end, with that purpose, to hold an annual agricultural, livestock, industrial fairs at Fairbanks, Alaska, or vicinity. To arrange and provide such fairs for competitive exhibitions of farm products and poultry, livestock, and industrial products, which exhibitions shall be open to entry on equal terms to all the people of the territory of Alaska.
To encourage the formation and activities of boys and girls clubs and arrange for the exhibition of the products raised and produced by them.
To establish and maintain at Fairbanks, Alaska, permanent exhibit showing the agricultural, mineral, and industrial resources of interior Alaska.
And to promote the general interest of the community and all other purposes for which organizations are intended.
Article 5. The location of the corporation's principal place of transacting business shall be Fairbanks, Alaska.
Article 8. That the number of directors of said corporation shall be 7, and the names and post offices addresses of those selected to serve as directors for the first year or until their successors are elected and qualified are as follows.
G.W. Gasser, Clinton H. Morgan, Charles L. Thompson, P.A. P.J. Rickett, G.D. Jennings, John H. Jones, and G.A. Marco.
Article 9, and that the names, places, and residence of the persons forming this corporation are as follows.
G.W. Gasser, Charles L. Thompson, and P.J. Rickett.
In witness whereof, said incorporators have hereunto set their hands and acknowledge these presents on this 10th day of June, 1924. G.W. Gasser.
United States of America, Territory of Alaska, 4th Division. We visit the office of T.A. Marquam, Notary Public for Alaska, and Board Member of the Tarrinaw Valley Fair Association, 1924.
This is to certify on the 10th day of June, 1924, before me, the undersigned, a Notary Public, in and for the Territory of Alaska, residing in Fairbanks, in said territory personally came W.G. Gasser, Charles L. Thompson, and B.J. Rickard to me, known to be the individuals named in and who executed the foregoing instrument. And they and each of them now acknowledged to me that they signed the same whereof free and voluntary act indeed for the use and purposes therein specified. Here in witness whereof I have here unto set my hand and fix my special seal on the day and year in this certificate first above written.
The signing of this document and the incorporation did not signify that a local fair was a new idea. Several fairs were held prior to the 1924 fair. Pioneer Edwin Davis can tell us a little about these.
The first agricultural fair was held in 1907, the same year George Gasser came to Alaska. The auditorium, you might know as Wickersham Hotel, housed the fair then. It was directed by Mr. Gasser, Harry Badger, the Strawberry King, Mr. Blaine, P.G. Rickard, who owned a greenhouse on 14th Street, Mr. Snodgrass, and others. They moved to the roller rink on 3rd Avenue where the A&B drive-in window is now in 1911. It stayed there for 13 years. In those days, the fair was sponsored by what we knew as the Tanaw Valley Agricultural Association. But in 1924, the name was changed, and the new association moved the fair back to the auditorium. But Gasser, Dr. George Gasser, he's the one to tell you about that. He knows as the founder of the fair.
1924 marked the first annual fair of the Tanaw Valley Fair Association. The News Miner editor, W.F. Thompson, called it our pumpkin show and referred to it as the county fair, even though Alaska was never divided into counties. September 11th through 13th, we were a three-day fair then, and the premium book listed 13 competitive divisions. Vegetables, livestock, dairy products, poultry, needlework, culinary, home canning, floral display, amateur photography, mines and minerals, boys and girls department, native curios, and individual farm and garden display. Superintendents included Paul J. Rickard, Clinton H. Morgan, Mrs. T. A. Marquam, Mrs. Thomas Gilmore, Mrs. Grant Courtney, Harry Badger, and Miss Elizabeth Romig. Our first fair wasn't lacking for family entertainment either. We had a baby show, amateur contest, fashion show, vaudeville skits, singing, dancing, and on Saturday night, the Grand Ball and Carnival. We had a popularity contest, and at midnight, the young lady receiving the most amount of votes was declared Queen of the Ball.
By midnight, all the girls would be nervous and twittering, wondering who the queen would be. After all, she would also receive a 5-pound box of chocolate.
In fact, all the winners of the various prizes and awards were announced at that time. All in all, this fair was the crowning social event of the summer season.
The association was still alive and functioning 1 year later, and the second annual fair was held September 3rd through 5th. We continued to print our official statement of the purpose in the annual premium book.
The purpose of the Tanaw Valley Fair Association is to create and stimulate an interest in the development of the natural resources of Alaska. This is your fair. Its success can be assured only by your hearty cooperation.
Then we came to 1931. How time went by. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner announced the Harvest Festival of the North. George Gasser remained president of the association, which was putting on its 8th annual fair in the auditorium. Fairs in Alaska had already begun to receive some financial assistance from the territory, but these were hard times financially throughout the country. The territorial government, like everyone else, cut down expenditures in an effort to survive the Depression. John H. Kelly, manager of the Tanaw Valley Fair Association in 1932, received a letter on May 13th from George Parks, then governor of the territory of Alaska.
Dear sir, as you are aware, the curtailments in the fisheries industry has reduced the territorial revenue material and outlook for the present season is not all encouraging. It is imperative that all expenditures be reduced to a minimum. It is
ninth annual fair to be held in 1932 did not come about until 1933. Until 1952, fairs were held fairly regularly, but not always annually. Everyone, the association, the College Women's Club, 4-H, and other organizations simply did the best they could in the face of the Depression and World War II.
By 1947, the Fair Association was functioning more consistently, and the annual fair had moved from the auditorium to the Fairbanks High School, now known as Maine Junior High. President Gasser and manager Herb Hilscher made summation statements of that year's fair at a meeting and dinner for superintendents and officers at the local country club.
By 1947, the Fair Association was functioning more constantly, and the annual fair had moved from the auditorium to Fairbanks High School, now known as Maine Junior High. President Gasser and manager Herb Hilscher As manager of the Town of Valley State Fair Association, I officially call this meeting to order. Let me first introduce to you Mr. George Gasser, President of the Association.
My thanks to all the superintendents for their assistance in this year's success of the fair. I consider superintendents are the most important aggregation about the fair. Their work has been appreciated, and the most pleasing to me is that the fair was able to pay for everything without the territorial aid or lottery. Hopes the fair can stand on its own merits without various games of chance. The first fair, 1924, was held following the Anchorage Fair. Anchorage had two nights of fair, and the third night gambling was set up. They made a lot of money. They came up here and offered to do the same thing for us, but we turned it down and held to the plan and principles all through. What a fair should be is to stand on its own merits, purely instructive and educational. The important part of the fair is to deal with competition with friendliness. Next year, start with plenty of time and urge them to bring products to the fair. We are gathered here to listen to Christ and so forth.
Superintendents and co-workers certainly are to be complimented for the work they did in putting on the fair. Here are some of the figure gate receipts opening day. $581, second day, $684, and the last day, Saturday, $803, making a total of $2,069. Total income from all events came to $3,528. Profit will amount to $900 or so. There was no help from the territory in the fair this year. I wish to thank all those who helped to make the fair a success.
In 1952, the founder of the Fair Association and its president, who was 1924, George Gasser, resigned. Daniel Bennett took his place as president of the board of directors.
Except for Dr. Gasser's resignation in 1952 was a time of new beginnings and long-awaited changes for the Tamil Valley Fair Association. On May 19th, Paul Vermeer